Flexbox is a CSS layout model that allows you to align and distribute elements inside a container in a flexible and predictable way. You have already explored the foundational concepts, the flex container, flow direction, alignment, and automatic margins. This chapter serves as a structured reference, a cheat sheet, gathering all Flexbox properties in one place, with clear explanations and concrete examples. It also covers best practices to help you write clean, maintainable, and responsive layouts. Before starting, the two levels of Flexbox. It is essential to remember that Flexbox properties are split into two categories. Properties apply to the flex container, the parent element declared with display, flex or display, inline flex. Properties apply to the flex items, the direct children of the flex container. Confusing these two levels is one of the most common mistakes. Always ask yourself, am I targeting the parent or the child? Part 1. Properties of the flex container. 1. Display. This is the property that activates Flexbox. You set it on the parent element. Display, flex, the container behaves as a block element, takes up the full width of its parent. Display, inline flex, the container behaves as an inline element, its width adapts to its content. Example. .navbar, display, flex. 2. Flex direction. Defines the main axis, that is, the direction in which flex items are placed inside the container. Row, default, items are placed from left to right. Row reverse, items are placed from right to left. Column, items are placed from top to bottom. Column reverse, items are placed from bottom to top. Example. .sidebar, display, flex, flex direction, column. This stacks the sidebar items vertically. 3. Flex wrap. By default, all flex items try to fit on a single line. Flex wrap controls whether items can wrap onto multiple lines. NoWrap, default, all items stay on one line, even if they overflow. Wrap, items wrap onto the next line when they run out of space. Wrap reverse, items wrap onto the previous line, in reverse order. Example. .gallery, display, flex, flex wrap, wrap. This allows gallery cards to wrap naturally when the screen is too narrow. 4. Flex flow. This is a shorthand that combines flex direction and flex wrap in a single declaration. Syntax, flex flow, flex direction, flex wrap. Example. .container, display, flex, flex flow, row wrap. 5. Justify content aligns flex items along the main axis, horizontal by default. Flex start, default, items are packed toward the start of the main axis. Flex end, items are packed toward the end. Center, items are centered along the main axis. Space between, items are evenly distributed, the first item is at the start, the last at the end, with equal space between items. Space around, equal space is placed around each item, so the space between two items is double the space at the edges. Space evenly, equal space is placed between every item and between items and the edges. Example, nav, display, flex, justify content, space between, the logo goes to the left, the navigation links to the right. 6. Align items. Aligns flex items along the cross-axis, perpendicular to the main axis, vertical by default. Stretch, default, items stretch to fill the container's cross-axis height. Flex start, items are aligned to the start of the cross-axis. Flex end, items are aligned to the end of the cross-axis. Center, items are centered on the cross-axis. Baseline, items are aligned based on the baseline of their text content. Example, card row, display, flex, align items, center. All cards have their content vertically centered regardless of their individual height. 7. Align content. This property only has an effect when there are multiple lines of flex items, i.e., when flex wrap is set to wrap or wrap reverse. It aligns those lines along the cross axis. Stretch, default, lines stretch to fill the container. Flex start, lines are packed at the start of the cross axis. Flex end, lines are packed at the end. Center, lines are centered. Space between, lines are evenly distributed. First line at the start, last at the end. Space around, equal space around each line. Space evenly, equal space between all lines and edges. Example. .grid, display, flex, flex wrap, wrap, align content, space between, height, 400px. 8. Gap, also known as row gap and column gap. The gap property sets the space between flex items, both between rows and columns. It is the modern and recommended way to add spacing instead of using margins on individual items. Gap, 16px, sets both row and column gaps to 16 pixels. Row gap, 12px, sets only the space between rows. Column gap, 24px sets only the space between columns. Example: dot card container, display, flex, flex wrap, wrap, gap, 20px. Part 2. Properties of the flex items. 1. Order. By default, flex items are displayed in their source order, the order they appear in the HTML. The order property lets you change this visual order without modifying the HTML. Default value: 0. Items with a lower order value appear first. Items with a higher order value appear last. Negative values are allowed. Example: dot featured item, order, -1. This item will appear before all others with order, 0. Be careful. Changing visual order with order does not change the DOM order, which can cause accessibility issues for keyboard navigation and screen readers. Use it sparingly. 2. Flex grow. Defines how much a flex item can grow relative to the other flex items when there is extra space available in the container. Default value: 0. Items do not grow by default. A value of 1 means the item will take up an equal share of the available space. If one item has flex grow, 2 and another has flex grow, 1, the first item will take twice as much of the remaining space. Example: dot main content, flex grow, 2 dot sidebar, flex grow, 1. The main content area takes twice the remaining space compared to the sidebar. 3. Flex shrink. Defines how much a flex item will shrink relative to others when there is not enough space in the container. Default value: 1. Items shrink proportionally by default. A value of 0 means the item will not shrink at all. A value of 2 means the item shrinks twice as fast as items with flex shrink. 1. Example: dot logo, flex shrink, 0. The logo never shrinks, even on small screens. 4. Flex basis. Sets the initial size of a flex item before any growing or shrinking takes place. It works similarly to width, when the main axis is horizontal, or height, when the main axis is vertical. Default value: auto, uses the item's width or height, or its content size. You can use any CSS length unit: pixels, px, percentages, percent, rem, etc. Example: dot column, flex basis, 300px. Each column starts at 300px before flex grow or flex shrink applies. 5. Flex shorthand. This is the recommended shorthand combining flex grow, flex shrink, and flex basis in one declaration. Syntax: flex, flex grow, flex shrink, flex basis. Common presets: flex, 1, equivalent to flex, 110%. The item grows, shrinks, and starts from zero base size. All items with flex, 1 share the space equally. Flex, auto, equivalent to flex, 1-1 auto. The item grows and shrinks based on its natural size. Flex, none, equivalent to flex, 0-0 auto. The item neither grows nor shrinks. Flex, 0-0-200px. The item is exactly 200px and will not grow or shrink. Example: dot navlink, flex, 1. All navigation links share the available width equally / 6. Align self overrides the align item's value set on the container for a specific individual flex item. Auto, default, inherits the container's align item's value. Flex start, flex end, center, baseline, stretch, same meanings as in align items but applied to a single item. Example: highlight card, align self, flex end. This card aligns to the bottom while all others are centered. Part 3. Best practices. Use the flex shorthand instead of separate properties. Instead of writing flex grow, flex shrink, and flex basis separately, use the flex shorthand. It is shorter, more readable, and avoids default value confusion. The flex shorthand also resets unspecified values to sensible defaults. Prefer: item, flex, 1, over, item, flex grow, 1, flex shrink, 1, flex basis, 0%. Use gap instead of margins between flex items. Using margin on flex items for spacing creates asymmetric spacing at the edges and makes the code harder to maintain. The gap property on the container is cleaner and avoids this issue entirely. Prefer: container, display, flex, gap, 16px, over, item, margin right, 16px, which adds unwanted space after the last item. Combine flexbox with relative units for responsive layouts. Flexbox is powerful, but combining it with the relative units you have already studied, such as percentages, rem, and viewport width units, VW, makes your layouts truly responsive. For example, using flex basis with a percentage value allows items to adapt their size to the container width naturally. Example: dot card, flex, 1 quark 33%, 20 px, 3 cards per row with 20 px gap accounted for. Avoid nesting flexbox containers unnecessarily. Each flex container adds a layer of complexity. Nesting too many flex containers inside each other makes the layout harder to read and debug. Only create a new flex container when you genuinely need to control the alignment of a group of child elements. Use flex direction, column for vertical stacking on small screens. A common and effective responsive pattern is to change flex direction from row to column at a certain breakpoint using a media query. This allows a horizontal layout on wide screens to stack vertically on mobile without duplicating HTML. Example. Dot card row, display, flex, flex direction, row, gap, 16 px, at media, max width, 600 px, card row, flex direction, column. Be mindful of accessibility when using order or flex direction, reverse. Changing the visual order of elements using the order property or row reverse, column reverse does not change the HTML source order. Screen readers and keyboard focus follow the HTML source order. This can create a confusing experience for users who rely on assistive technologies. Always test the tab order of your page after reordering flex items. Do not use Flexbox for everything. Flexbox excels at one-dimensional layouts, aligning items in a row or a column. For two-dimensional layouts, controlling rows and columns simultaneously, CSS Grid is more appropriate. You will study Grid in the next chapter. Knowing when to use Flexbox versus Grid is a sign of a skilled developer. Debugging Flexbox with browser developer tools. Modern browsers, Firefox and Chrome in particular, have excellent Flexbox inspectors built into their developer tools. When your layout does not behave as expected, open the inspector, click on the Flex container, and enable the Flexbox overlay. It shows you the main axis, cross axis, item sizes, and gaps visually. This is an invaluable tool to develop efficiently. Quick summary table, described in text. Container properties. Display, flex direction, flex wrap, flex flow, justify content, align items, align content, gap, row gap, column gap. Item properties, order, flex grow, flex shrink, flex basis, flex, shorthand, align self. Key reminders. Justify content acts on the main axis. Align items acts on the cross axis for a single line. Align content acts on the cross axis for multiple lines, requires flex wrap, wrap. Flex, 1 is the most commonly used shorthand for equal width flexible items. Gap replaces the need for margins between flex items. Order and reverse directions can cause accessibility issues. Use with caution. Mastering all these properties and applying the best practices described above will give you a solid, production-ready command of Flexbox. Combined with the relative units and media queries you already know, you will be able to build fully responsive and maintainable layouts for the web applications you will develop throughout this course.